on those, no. They're pretty nasty, actually.
No, I get them mostly on 160 meters. So I can hear a QRO station, but if we're starting looking for QRP stations, this thing comes in at S9, and it wavers around and wipes out anything that might be a QRP station. We have these QRP contests once in a while, and makes it real difficult. I did try switching different antenna. It's 20-meter ground plane, of all things, and seemed a little better that way, but then I got to remember to switch back when I go to transmit.
Yeah, well, you know, Rich is a firm believer in a loop antenna, WBQ. He had a loop antenna for 160, 80, 40 in his ham shack when he lived in Oradell. And that's how he did all his receiving, because of just that point. So you're not the only one going down that road. It's not something worthwhile to consider anyway.
That's a good thought, to do something like that. Next time I see him, I'll have to talk to him about it. Thanks a lot. Back to that W2JK.
Okie dokie. Anybody else?
Gordon K2EIR. And I would think that Rich would say that it wouldn't be any loop antenna, but it had to be the magnetic shielded variety.
You're in fact correct. Anybody else with commentary on the subject?
N2NBR.
N2NBR, welcome aboard.
I too have a plasma TV set, and since I live alone, all I have to do is turn it off. And yes, it does create a lot of noise all over the band. That's the bad news. The good news is there is a filter that is advertised in QST at one of their advertisers. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I can sniff around here looking for it. And I wondered if anybody has tried that brand of filter. It's in one of the major advertisers in QST towards the end of the book, end of the magazine.
You blanked my brain, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was somewhat surprised when first time I saw it myself, which was about, I don't know, a month ago, two months ago maybe. I'll sniff around looking for it.
Great, and if you could remind us next week about it, and maybe even send Howie and me an email, that would be great. And Don.
If both of you guys, either one of you, subscribe to QSC, I can give you the page and such.
I'm about to say and Don, but yeah, sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know who all is in here. Zen2NBR.
W2TTT, K2EIR, W2JEK are the primary interested parties. Alrighty. Thank you very much for that. We got a good check-in list today. Boy. Really good. Just kind of curious if there are any other comments on this subject. Okay. Well, thank you anyway. That's awesome. We'll definitely take that suggestion of yours under advisement and look forward to the page reference. We will be here. Not going anywhere, any of us. Not real soon, anyway. Anybody else?
WTJC.
Yes, sir.
I was just reading the paper today, and I saw the article about robocars. And one of these sessions, not tonight, of course, but one of these sessions we might bandy around what RFI and things like that would do to a robocar.
Now, what is a robocar?
You hop in, tell it where you want to go, and it takes you there.
Well, better have a way to sit there and safe itself should it get into a bad way.
Well, Yeah, read about it on page A5 in today's paper.
If you're talking about the Bergen Rag, I don't subscribe to it because I don't like their editorial policy, and therefore the best way to send a message to that effect is by not subscribing. That's a political comment, but I'll move on. But if it's available online, I'll be happy to look at their free site.
I would imagine it's online.
Go to the, was it northjersey.com, whatever it is, and look up Robocar, and I'm sure it'll be there. It's a good idea. We can talk about that more next week, and that sounds like a good topic. Because, yeah, there's also medical implants. That's another fun topic that'll get people in a world of crankiness and the like. Okay. Anybody else have anything to add to the conversation this evening?
JC2, you on hit?
Paul?
Yeah, I've just been sort of sitting in the background here. Two things just sort of on this RFI conversation. It's more along the lines of power output. I suppose the question is, you know, like, what equipment in your shack or in your house do you actually leave on? And what do you actually power down? You know, like, my mother was always one where she would unplug everything, if it had a plug on it, at the end of the day when she was finished. But, you know, like, years ago when I worked in a recording studio, things like the old tube amps were always left on because they didn't want the power cycling. So, just a quick thought on, you know, like, what is good to leave on and what's good to turn off?
I leave my CPUs on because, you know, I just don't want to wait for all that stuff to, you know, come to temperature or do this and do that. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. Having said that, I do have automatically shutting off monitors, or I shut off the monitor when I don't use it.
A2EIR. Comment. You know, today so many things have digital clocks in them, so you don't want to turn those off. So there's the microwave oven, sometimes the oven. I have those two in my kitchen. Your furnace and air conditioning system may have a clock, but most likely the modern ones have their own power supplies and electronics in them. I know. I have more than just the thermostat. I know there's an LCD panel inside the furnace, you know, under the cover, that I was never taught how to use or anything, but there is stuff there that the installer used and set up. So there's lots of potential RFI things that you sort of have to leave on because you don't, you know, in the middle of the winter you don't turn off your furnace. It's certainly not overnight or any extended period of time. You know, with your circuit breakers. So there's lots of things like that.
Point, anybody else have some items?
You too, JK.
Go ahead, Don.
My friend Mike W3TS out in Pennsylvania lives about 20 miles north of Harrisburg. He's into the 160-meter thing quite a bit. And he got into the power company. And they come out with a device that's like an ultrasonic listening device. And they can actually hear the power line insulators breaking down. And he's gone around his neighborhood. People have put in these light dimmers and these touch lamps and things like that that can raise Cain. Also, he was having a problem, and it was one of these lights that had a photocell to turn it on at the daytime and at night and turn it off in the daytime, and it was on all day, which meant it was wrong and it was causing noise. And one of the neighbors had a treadmill, and this neighbor was to the northeast of him, and he had a beverage pointing northeast also toward get the European openings, and just when Europe has opened up on 160, this guy get on his treadmill for a half hour, not realizing, of course, what my friend Mike was doing. And those are some of the things. One noise he was hearing was located down toward the near school. And one day the power failed at the school, and they replaced the power lines, and I guess the power lines were breaking down. It was an underground feed, and once they replaced that, the noise disappeared. So there's all kinds of stuff out there that really can raise cane with your reception. Back to net, W2JK.
Well, I find these stories so entertaining. Okay. Very, very good. That certainly will do the trick in giving some anecdotes. Anybody else have some stories to tell? Alrighty. Well, that was pretty exciting. Don, you want to add any more, or Howie, you want to add any more to your tales of woe?
You know, haven't I done enough? K2 EIR, I must sound like a whiner.
Hey, no, just kidding. No problem, Howie. It's adding color and experience to the dialogue. So that's always a good thing. Alrighty. Anybody else?
N2NBR,
hopefully with a reference.
Yes, April of 2013, QST, Page, I'll say the name of the company, it's called Time Wave Technology, and it's an advertisement for them, and it appears on page 145, and they call it an ANC-4 Antenna Noise Canceller. See and hear a demo on YouTube. Cost is about $200. And they say in their blurb here, kill noise before it reaches your receiver. Great for suppressing power line noise, plasma TV noise, and many other local electrical noises. And to NBR.
That's been helpful. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions?
That's K2EIR.
Ed?
Okay, I have a similar noise canceller, the one from MFJ, and it has worked very well for me in the past. The easy stuff is like if you tune to a broadcast station, you can reduce an S9 broadcast station signal, like I'll listen to Morris, New Jersey, and I can null that down to F0. And it allows you to listen to other broadcast stations. You know, it takes two antennas. But I've tried it on the noise here, and the problem on the noise here is that it's probably being re-radiated all over the place, so there's no single phase to the thing, because for a noise canceller to work, basically you're balancing out the phase of two antennas, you know, putting them one antenna 180 degrees out of phase with the other antenna relative to the interfering signal. And when that interference is coming from all different directions, as it might be in my case, from multiple cables and coupling into the furnace ductwork or maybe the power lines or whatever, it renders the noise canceller ineffective. So, or seemingly it is. You know, maybe if I played more, I'd find a setting or a location or a different antenna. Similarly, you know, the loop antennas, you know, you can build directional loops, have very sharp nulls off the side. So if it's coming from one particular direction, you might be able to null out the interference, even if it's a hash or broadband. But if it's coming to you from all over, it's another story. You'll be ineffective. K2EIR.
All right. Well, so Howie, one of the things you're suggesting is that you might be receiving this noise from many different directions. Is that what you're saying?
It's my theory that the my present theory is cable TV is running across the attic and is being coupled into the furnace system, because I have used a portable receiver, and I found that the interference was very strong wherever I got near to a duct in the ceiling, you know, not just the opening, but where the duct would travel, you know, unseen up there to get to that opening. So, yes, it's coming from multiple directions. Again, I could be wrong. It could also be the power wiring in the ceiling, but it is coming from a lot of sources.
This vision of a toroid wrapped around a HVAC duct.
Yeah, maybe. The problem is not everything's a point source. We're used to thinking in terms of point sources, and sometimes it isn't.
Well, I think it's time to call a cable company and have them disconnect each of their distribution outlets one at a time and observe your, you know, interference factor while doing so.
Well, that's why tomorrow morning I hope to turn off all my circuit breakers, because I'm not ready to call them until I do that. You know, I want to say a few things to them first. But you know what? There's no way there might be a way I can prove they actually do what they're telling me they're doing, that they're actually turning off their distribution. You know, that's the kicker in this. You have to have a way of really being able to prove they're doing what you think they're doing or supposed to say they're doing and all that, because, you know, they're going to want the easy way out, too.
Well, the Federal Communications Commission, when they approved the use of cable television, they had the promise, meaning the cable television people had the promise on the proverbial stack of Bibles that they would not ever, ever radiate into the atmosphere.
Yeah, but we all know that shielded cable is not perfect. You know, that's why they have double shielded and all that. And yes, I know what my rights are, but they're, again, I'm in a condo. They're complicating issues here, as Gordon is aware. I'm not sure what I can ask for, and I want to wait until I have all my ducts lined up. I'm still trying to get unpacked here. I would like to open up my attic so that I can go up there, and that's going to cost me money, and I'm not going to do that until I finish unpacking here and need that space. So there's a timing issue and priorities to me. K2EIR.
Like, do keep in mind that you have a right to a quiet receiver environment without it being ham radio. You can be a shortwave receiver aficionado, and that's their problem at that point.
I know that, and it's one of the things I might do, because, after all, I've looked in here for a location indoors where I could use an antenna. I've tried different things. You know, if one place doesn't work, I've tried another. I don't know that I've tried every last location, but so far it's a no-win situation.
You have to redefine the terms of the engagement, my friend. No-win for who?
Well, what I meant is, so far I haven't found a location where I can receive without the noise. There's one more area I want to try to check out. It's my daughter's room, and she's usually in it, sleeps late in the morning, that kind of thing. I'd rather not talk over the air about this. We could do it by email, but I'm not yet ready. Normally I get very outraged, and I stick my foot in my mouth or whatever, but at this time I'm still holding off. Anyway, it is my intention to first shut off all my breakers, and if that doesn't help, I think I will call Cablevision and speak to one of their guys and see what they'll do for me. You know, it's worth at least the first try.
That's right. I mean, you have to be civilized and give them the opportunity to do a credible job under the terms of the law, and like that. And then you break out the battle axe, as need be.
I want to keep an open mind. Let me just give you an idea. Again, I've read in QST where furnaces electronic can cause problems. So maybe all the noise I'm picking up on the cable outside with my receiver is coming from my own furnace. All right? So that's one reason for turning off all the power tomorrow.
Right. Another reason is that they may have to turn off the furnaces in everybody's houses to figure out which one it is.
And that's where it gets very hairy.
No hairy at all. There's an interfering signal in the electromagnetic spectrum that is somebody else's problem, and it's going to be fixed at no cost to any homeowner. Thank you very much.
KC2, you're in here?
Oh, right ahead.
Yeah, just one thought is that I remember when I lived in a condo building, the cable all came into a single box, generally in the building's furnace room or whatever. Is it possible to slip your super few shekels to head down 3 a.m. in the morning and just unplug the BNCs, do a quick test and plug them back in?
The box is locked, so I do need cable vision for that.
And the super doesn't have a key?
Condo manager, not that I know of, no. And by the way, that box is on the wall. I'm in an apartment at the end of the building. These are condo apartments, garden apartments. I'm on the upper level at the bottom and running up to my attic, you know, so it's a straight vertical run, are the cables. So their boxes at the bottom, and six or eight cables run straight up to the eave of my attic and probably across my attic to the rest of the apartments.
Okay, and if you do get cable vision out there, and you can get that to open the box and just pull the cables.
Well, that's one thing I'll ask them to do.
Howie, let me see if I have it. When you talk to Cablevision, you will find that there is a considerable difference in knowledge levels among their employees. It took me to solve my issue. It took me a long time to get to the right guy, and it turns out it was a guy that I had worked with when I worked for them. And he sent one of his best men over to the house. We looked at it, and I showed them the problem, demonstrated to them. I had no problem in doing so. And so this one fellow that the supervisor sent over knew what he was doing, knew what he was talking about, knew what he was looking for, knew what to say to his boss, as opposed to somebody else who comes over and says, well, you're the only guy on the street complaining about it.
Roger, okay. Well, I stopped the cable vision and optimum guy the other day, and he gave me the name and the telephone number for a fellow Pedro. However, I want to say, you know George. George called in, I think, cable vision, possibly Verizon Fios, and they went around looking and whatever. But he told me they do not have any receiving equipment for the shortwave spectrum, you know, the high-frequency spectrum. So that's kind of limiting right there, you know. In order to really do this, they have to have a receiver. And as they say, I have a portable receiver, but I've wrecked the front end, and I'm very reluctant to take my 857 around portably now.
Well, sometimes, in my case, that wasn't the answer. In spite of some of their employees' lack of knowledge in concerning this issue. They have a multiplex system. They will set up, as best as I can explain this, probably not correctly, but they have a system of carriers, and this system is utilized to transport, as we would all know it, different like they'll have a carrier, and channel 2 will be on it along with other channels, and they'll have more than one carrier with a different assortment of contents in it. And so in the course of for example, in my case, I would lose continuity or lose a signal feed or have dropouts, and there's another term that escapes me at the moment that I had to use,
And once you get them to show that, and you write them, you have to look, you push a certain number of buttons on your set-top box, and that will display numbers which tell a huge amount of information. And you've got to get one of them to teach you how to do that, and insist on it as a fact if you can, and just say that, look, this is the nomenclature that I was told to use, and if the guy doesn't know what you're talking about, then tell him bye-bye.
John, do you have a name or a number that you can pass along to me? You said you had a contact there in the past.
Yes, I do, but I have to get his permission before I could give it to you.
Fine. Why don't you let me know by email if you get the permission or don't, and if you do, of course, pass the information along via email.
Okay, because you can understand the issues here. The guys who they're designed to supervise personnel and observe the quality of the signal as it leaves the head-end area, and his job description does not say anything about talking to the general public.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Of course, when it comes down to it, I've got a problem and I want to solve it. And again, I don't know for sure that it's them. I wish I did. I don't have enough tools right now to actually pinpoint it myself. And then I may, instead of talking about it on the air, I might ask some of you guys to come over and join me and see if, better or another pair of eyes, another brain on it could deduce the definitive experiment. Okay, I think I should give it back to that control, W2TTT from K2EIR.
Guys, I really enjoyed this, and I stayed in the shack, and I'm sorting through stuff that's needing to be sorted through on the desk, so I appreciated this. What I'd like to know, the colloquy was going to go quite that long. I would have made a head call with the volume up, but this has been fascinating. Very good. So, I'll just say this. I like my Verizon Fios that comes in fiber quietly, efficiently, et cetera, on a piece of fiber. It's wonderful.
The ONT connects to the router with a coaxial cable, so it generates the same stuff.
Generates stuff. It's different stuff, and it can be dealt with in either a single-family dwelling or an MDU, such as yours, multiple dwelling unit, as yours, similarly, but there are issues, you're absolutely right. But we've managed to tame the savage beast around here pretty well, I got to say.
Well, another response to John is that I intend to probably let go Cablevision and keep Fios. I can't keep paying for both. So I won't have the set-top box from Optimum to do any checking. But I know that I also have the TV cable running. The ONT and the router are in one room, and the TV is in another room, and they ran that cable over my attic. I wasn't wise enough at the time to know very much about Fios and the division of components, otherwise I would have had it done differently. Once again, there's plenty of stuff just going every which way up there, multiple vendors, telephone wires, cable, Optimum cable, Cablevision cable, Verizon cable, ducting, my furnace, ducts from my neighbor down below, power wiring, you know what happens when you have more than one vendor responsible for something. They all point their finger at the other. K2EIR.
John.
Yeah, I agree, but if you can, unplug each supplier of television pictures, for lack of a better word at the moment, and see what happens, just do it by a process of elimination, and if you don't have any results in that respect, then you've got a. As in my case, the problem was created in the head end. It had nothing to do with the distribution plant. It was totally in the head end. It was a digital problem.
Roger. Well, I don't know. I suspect not. Again, I think it's probably grounding and shielding and radiation from the shield, but and coupling, as they say, to the furnace ducting. But, you know, we'll find out. I'm interested how things will go tomorrow morning. The scary part about it is when I take everything down, since my phones are not just Verizon phone, but my regular phone line is VoIP from a third-party vendor. You know, when I take everything down tomorrow, the big question is whether I'll be able to get everything back up. That's the scary part. Not to mention setting all the clocks and everything else. And, you know, what memories do I lose, and how much of a pain in the, you know, where it's going to be to return to, quote, normal, unquote. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. I need to get some sleep because I have to get up early to take my wife to the train, like 4:25, the alarm goes off. So let me say 73. I'll hang in here a little bit longer if anyone has anything for me. K2EIR.
Howie, just remember when you do this, you didn't do this. This is not something you want to approach with your wife or child, okay?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I don't know. We took a power hit today just for about 2 minutes. It just all went away.
Oh, my wife won't be here. I've already told my daughter, and she'll probably sleep through it. The only thing it'll do is throw off her alarm clock.
Well, your plausible deniability case, an opportunity just disappeared with that. You're not supposed to tell your daughter that. Her and Mom are going to blame you for everything that doesn't work right for the next 6 months.
They double with someone. Yeah, but I'm the one who they go to fix anything that's wrong, so, you know, it's sort of a wash.
Ahead, Don.
This is W2JK. Yeah, Howie, one thing, I know if you've got Fios in there, that has a backup, it lives on a backup battery, so when you pull your breakers, that thing's still going to be waiting, going around doing its thing with a backup battery. So we'll have to keep in mind.
I know. Unfortunately, I have not done very well with those units when I've various cables get loose when I try to work on the backup battery, and I'm not sure if I have them plugged back in. The way they did my box, I thought was a really stupid design, and I was out of service right after they installed it because one of the moving people, you know, tripped over the cable and it was disconnected, but I couldn't see it was disconnected because it was covered in a plastic a compartment with a plastic door. So this is why I say my fear is getting it all back up. I'm sure I can take it down. I'm just not sure I can get it back up.
Go ahead, Don. All right, I guess not. All right, very good. Well, this has been fun. Anybody else have comments, questions, confusions? Okay, well, if there's nothing else for the net, I'll ask one more time. We'll call it square here, but this has been a real fun night. And Howie, thank you for bringing this up. Anybody else have this or any other topics? K2BAR. Well, I want to thank all of the 17, 18 of us, I think 18 ultimately, who popped in tonight to either offer their presence, their comments, their solutions, their items for sale. Just a couple of points here. Howie's got a Drake 2B receiver for sale, and Bennett has an FT897 with a tuner and the AC clip bolt-on power supply, which is kind of neat. And he also has a TS120 with a remote VFO and God knows whatever else, and he's got that as well. So there's some items out there for sale if anyone's interested, and wish everybody a fine evening. Thank you for participating, and we'll see you soon. This is K2BAR, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. wishing everybody a happy and healthy good night. This is W2TTT off of Claire.
W2TTT from W2JC. Just a reminder, you have two items over here on layaway.
You mean before they get another season of greenery laying on them?
Well, I moved the one off the lawn because there was a dead spot under it, but it's still waiting for you.
Thank you, James. I just need to get time to do that when I have actually an appropriate vehicle to drive over there, but yeah, I hear you. All righty. Let me rock and roll here. I got to take the aforementioned head call, etc. So, a bientôt. W2JC, K2BAR, W2TTT. Night, night. See you guys down at Fairlawn tomorrow night. W2TTT on 955.
W2TTT, 82DDK. Hear me on in WT?
Okay, do you want me to try to go to 440?
Doesn't make any difference. I just have to switch back up to 440 on the same WT. What's up?
Yeah, I think you'll probably be a better signal. Let's go there. I just wanted to ask you, I'll give you the question, I'll go to 442 for the answer. What they ask you is, what's on the agenda for tomorrow night at Fairlawn? I haven't had a chance to read any personal mail, and I probably won't until like midday tomorrow. So I'll tune over there, KD2DDK, W2TTTQSY.
This is KD2DZR listening.
I've never had too much success with corn. That's what I did yesterday morning. I left here a few minutes earlier when Charlie and John were on, and I cleared with them early. We didn't get any rain. I had to go home early in the morning and water my tomato plants, pepper plants, and my cucumbers.
Well, when I was a kid, around 1976, 77-ish, my father grew a yard full of corn. He really took care of his plants, you know. And then we would barbecue them in the ground. He would dig a hole like the Indians and put charcoal and stuff in the ground. And you'd wrap the corn in foil and cook it in the ground in the coals. And I don't know why, you know, maybe it's just the uniqueness of that, but that corn was damn good.
That sounds like back in the Boy Scouts when we used to cook our, make our baked potatoes in the fire and everything. Oh, that brings back some long ago brain cells that have almost been lost.
He was a Weblo leader. He was the leader of the Weblos. You know, you had a Boy Scout, what do you call it, the Cub Scouts, then there was the Weblos, Weeblos, whatever they were, and the Boy Scouts, so he was the Weblo leader in the middle. And I was in the Scouts for many years. I made it up to Tenderfoot, and then I backed out. I was also my troop's medic, if you can believe that.
Well, with everything going on at your house lately, it seems like you're doing that again.
Even at work, they tend to give me the medical emergencies. it's almost like my specialty.
Yeah, so how you been doing? How's the kids doing? Everybody getting a little better?
Yeah, my wife stayed home today from work. She stayed with them. And fevers are broken. And they were doing a little bit better. Still both coughing their heads off. As the doctor told me, he said, you know, the allergies are so bad this year, and the kids seem to have my metabolism, you know. So you stay moist, you know, from the allergies. You got kind of a runny nose, a post-nasal drip, and, you know, you never dry up. So all that irritation is allowing bacteria to grow. So a lot of people get secondary illnesses because of the allergy. So you're developing ear infections, you're developing sinus infections or pharyngitis and stuff like that. And everybody I talked to at the school, the other parents, my sister, co-workers, they're all telling me the same exact thing, same diagnosis.
Yeah, I had allergies when I was a kid, but they went away, and now that I'm getting older, they're coming back. I can feel my head this morning just from cutting that. The grass is so green and so fresh right now. You know, anything gets up in your horn, you're going to get it, you know. I'm congested this morning from that yesterday.
Well, every morning my car looks like somebody attacked it with baby powder. It's like covered in dust, like it's all pollen. And so I can see why I've been suffering. I never really had allergy trouble all my life. A couple of years when it was really severe, I got allergies, and this unfortunately is one of those years.
KB2TIA, KD2BOR for ID. Yeah, I know what you mean. Carlos is coming down on Monday. I don't know if you heard or got anything on the your guy's Facebook page, but he's coming down Monday morning, and I think he might probably be bringing his girlfriend with him, and or his roommate, whichever. And Charlie's going to be here on Monday morning.
Yeah, I don't know what to call her either, because he always says my roommate. So, you know, I don't want to read between the lines or anything or jump to conclusions. So, so I just refer to her as his roommate also. That's great. I think he's going to like it a lot.
I got this frequency programmed in already, and I've got it on medium power already. It's not a hard radio to program. I did it one frequency, you know, this one, when I was using it. and I read the manual, and I figured out how to change the power level. It's very, very easy to change it. It's three levels, and I've got it on the middle one right now.
I don't know if you saw the text messages I sent you earlier. I never know when I should text you because I don't know really what your sleeping pattern is. And I hate to rob you of even just a few minutes. So in any case, I sent you some text messages earlier.
Got one of them, unless I missed something. I got my phone on the bench. I left my phone in the truck by accident last night when I got home. I looked at it this morning and said, text, I got one for me that's something about you can't get your head together or something like that.
Yeah, that was the second one. There was one before that, a big, long one.
I'll have to check that out on my when I break from this for a second. Steve, I don't know if I misunderstood you. I don't know if something got lost or whatever. Did you say you mailed a check out to me?
No, it never got mailed. That's what the first message was about. It hadn't gotten mailed. And I also want to clear up whatever... I owe you for the Galaxy. I know you at least shipped it to me. That had to be like $17. It cost me $17 to send it to you. And then you even ordered the parts for me. So invested time. So I want to clear all that up, too. You know, I really appreciate everything you've done. And I just wish we could fix that, the receive issue with that radio. Because right now it's only hearing, strong signals. I forgot what it was, like it has to be like an S7 for it to receive.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that, Steve. Excuse me, sorry about that. I still have the list of diodes and one transistor that the tech told me already. So I haven't, I just been, like you said, my head hasn't been together either lately, but I still have that list of stuff that he gave me when I talked to him that night when I got home.
Yep, so it's my goal this weekend is to clear up all my loose ends. So that's what my message was about to you. In any case, I don't know. Like I said, I just can't get my head together. It's like one thing after another. First I was sick, and then I had some trouble with my job. It's giving me a lot of trouble lately. And then the kids got sick. And it's just been one thing after another, and I barely have time to sleep these days, you know. This morning with my wife being home, I slept to an ungodly 10 to 12. I finally climbed out of bed. I was just exhausted. And I'm sure the medicine, too, knocking me out a little bit. But I never get that kind of sleep.
Leaving some room there. Don's been saying lately he's been very tired, too. As you know, the last time we heard him was Monday morning, or whatever morning when we told Carlos about the radio, I forget myself, but he's been saying he's very tired lately, too. And I've been tired myself. I got home last night. I like this show on TV, NCIS, and they got the last two episodes of the season back. You know, they had one week, one the other, and I don't want to watch it until I can watch both at the same time. And I put on demand last night TV shows and went to put NCIS on, and I woke up some during the night for a nature call, and I shut the TV off. I never saw any of it.
Okay. Rocky, I'm now running half a watt, I think. No, wait, maybe I'm running five. I'm trying to read this meter. It's crazy. No, I'm running half a watt right now, Rock. Am I still making the machine?
Yeah, you're making a machine. A lot of crackle and white noise behind you, but you're making it.
Okay, let's see what this does. All right, now I'm running 10, almost 11 watts. Actually, it's closer to 10. 10, no, what am I saying? That's not right. I'm trying to read this meter. You know how it is reading these things. On this scale, I think this is 1 watt.
Yeah, you're making it. What radio? You're on the 7800, aren't you?
I am. Oh, so wait a second. So then that's 10, and this is almost 20 watts. So I was reading the scale wrong. So this is almost 20 watts, and that was 10 watts previous.
Yeah. That's what I thought the 7800 was, 5, 10, 20, and I think the 7800 is either 40 or 45. I don't remember, because I got both radios. I got the 78 and the 79.
Acknowledge, Jim, but you're in a bad spot. You're a lot of noise. Yeah, I'm looking at this. This is almost 20 watts. It's like 19 watts. So this is a medium one, I think, or medium two.
Yeah, I always get confused with medium one and medium two on those radios. I checked my SWR on my truck antenna yesterday on 2 meters on this frequency, and I'm running real good with that on that tri-band diamond antenna that I got on the that K400C mount on my door. Let's see if Jim got a in a better spot. Why don't you pick him up, Steve? KD2, BOR, good morning, Jim.
Okay, KD2, BOR, KB2TIA, K2MIJ. Okay, that was half a watt. I wanted to see what I could do with my half a watt. All right. I wanted to see if I could beat you out, Steve. Anyway, I heard you guys, I'm just copying the mail a little bit. I'm not going to stick in here because I'm being kind of tired. That's what I am tonight, but I just wanted to jump in and say hello. So, that's all this is. This is just a hello, a short hello and how do you do, and I'll probably be in here, so maybe you want to turn over. Over to you, Steve, KB2CIA, to take it, and the group, K2MIJ.
Okay, Jim, that's better, but you still have a lot of noise. Very puffy, like while you're talking. Yeah, okay, so this is medium one, I think, and it's like 19 watts. It's not really 20, unless the meter's tight. And any case, I was straightening some of the wires in the back, and I felt the fuse, the inline fuse, is like really hot. So that's why I wanted to back the power down, because I was running on full power, and the fan is kicking on this thing all the time anyway, so it's hard to tell if it's coming on just because it's hot or it's coming on just because it comes on. But that's why I wanted to run the power down a little bit.
Those fans come on those 78 and 79 as soon as you're keyed. They stay on depending on how long, how warm the heat sink is. That's one thing I found out.
Yeah, but the heat sink wasn't too bad. Now I'm back down to 10 watts. The heat sink wasn't too bad. It's the wire itself feels hot.
Never experienced that on either of mine. And I have, the way I got this thing set up in the shop, even on this Elenco where the cords are coming to the power supply, and the cord, I never felt anything warm there. I got a secondary fan on top of my my Elenco here, keeping it cool also, that I got from Charlie.
Yeah, I may need something like that. It's like fuse, wherever the fuse is warm.
We'd take that connector apart and just check it. Sometimes they tend to, you know, you got to check and make sure it's not starting to do anything to the plastic. The fuse link might be getting a little resistance in it. I used to have that in my old days. Even in the cars, that would happen when they used an inline fuse like that.
Yeah, I think tomorrow I'm going to open it up and I'll put a replacement in anyway.
Very good. Over to you, Jim. Good morning. KD2, BOR.
Okay, KD2, BOR. And the group K2MIJ. Hopefully I sound a little better. I'm on the walk-on now. Might have been dragging the coax over to the 817. Might have been doing, drove the antenna out of out of where it's hanging. Anyway, Rocky, I was copying the mail. I'm like you. I get very anal about my lawn and edging and the whole bit with the yard, so I've been neglecting it. That's what I was doing today. I got out there, and I got more to do tomorrow. So that's what I was doing. So I know how you feel. I'm the same way. Everything's got to be neat, and it's just
It just doesn't work for me unless it's all neat. I guess I'm a little OCD that way. So I'll just pass it back over to Steve and see if I sound a little better now. KB2 to TIA to take it, K2 MIJ.
I was looking there's a call sign under the hot call signs, XX2XXX from Mexico, I guess. But that's kind of an oddball call. I was inspired me to look around before. I was putting in like K2KKK, and that guy just changed his call sign to a W2WWW, but he lives in Texas for some reason. I don't know why he's using the two call, but I just found that to be kind of funny. So if anybody wants K2KKK, it is available as a vanity call. I bet that'll be some conversation starter.
Yeah, well, I have to look back at my log, because, I guess it was about a week ago, I worked KK, oh, I forget the number, KK, maybe it was 4, KK4K, and that was what stopped me there, was I thought it was a rather unique call sign, and I wanted to get a feel for the guy. I wanted to see if there was anything behind that call, but actually there wasn't. He seemed to be rather normal, and no strangeness about him. I'm trying to look through the log as I'm talking here. Yeah, it was KK, I think it was either KK5K or KK4K.
Yeah, I saw somebody had a N2NNN. That's pretty cool, too. I don't know. November 2, November, November, November. That'd be bit of a mouthful, I guess, in a pileup. But in any case, there's some oddball calls out there. I like when they spell stuff. I worked a guy in Pennsylvania, and he was K3PIG, K3PIG, I believe it was. So, and then it turned out he was somebody's brother or something on the repeater.
Oh, okay. All right, here it is. KK0K. That's what he was. He's from Kansas. His name was Frank. KK0K. Yeah, I just worked, what's it called? K0COW, KCOW. He ran the contest, the last single sideband DX contest as under the call Whiskey Whiskey Zero Whiskey Whiskey Whiskey, which I thought that was rather unique. He went from his normal K0COW to all four whiskey whiskeys. So anyway, how am I sounding on the walks on? Pass it over to Rocky. I'll get a report out of you.
Well, just now you went down just a little bit, but where you had it previously, you were like 90% into the repeater. That last transmission you made had a little crackle in it.
All right, well, I'm going to have to say where it is because I didn't move anything. It could be, you know what it could be? It could be the leaves on the trees, man. More of them are coming out, so. But anyway, yeah, the repeater sounds a little bit, I got a little crackly on the receive side, so, too, so. It may be my yard in the trees in bloom, so. Okay, over to Rocky, KD2BOR to pick it up, K2MIJ in the group.
Thanks, Jim. Same report Steve gave. I have nothing else to add to it. Just a little crud. This repeater has been noisy off and on for the past week, even when the group was on. And I'm going to listen to the CBS group today again and see how it is when they're on. And Steve, over to that 7800 and the 79, it was 5, 10, 20, 50 on 2 meters and 5, 10, 20, and 45 on 70. The only difference with the 7900, that's got 45 on the top power on 70. And the only difference I could find in these two radios, having them both, is they look exactly the same except for they did something else with the knobs on the 7900. They're in the same place, but just bigger knobs.
Well, you know, most guys do like bigger knobs, but, oh, man, where's Charlie when I come out with these things? He had me laughing the other day with that, describing the male and female, interaction.
You know what we need when we use say